This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts and analysis on the latest economic news coming out of Washington. First of all, the massive $9 trillion budget deficit projection over the next decade. Also, the news that Social Security recipients for the first time since the mid-70s will not be receiving a cost of living adjustment next year or the year after that. And we also want to get his insights on the renomination of Ben Bernanke to be chairman of the Federal Reserve. And Bill, a busy week. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure as always, Greg. Great to be with you.
Obviously, an absolute ocean of red ink projected here over the next decade, $9 trillion over the coming decade, which is even more than we had seen projected just a short time ago. How do we even begin to characterize the amount of red ink we're seeing here?
Well, first of all, the red ink. We looked at the ink bottle just about 6 months ago, and we saw $7 trillion as the 10-year projection. And now, when they sort of scratch their heads and say, well, did we count this? Did we count that? Did we make this assumption? It jumped by $2 trillion. You know, to get an idea of a trillion, if you counted every little thing that's floating around in our galaxy, you know, the rocks, the planets, the asteroids, the works, there is not a trillion of those. In fact, Mayor, you'd have to have nine of our galaxies in order to get, just to get to 1 trillion objects. It's just, it is an astronomical figure, literally and figuratively. So what's big here is that the number went up so much. And it went up so much because they looked at the fundamentals of the economy going out, and they said, you know, this recovery is just not happening. It's out there. You see a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's just not going like we thought it would. And so the economic future looks grimmer, and the interest rates look higher, and all those factors came together to put in this huge amount of money. I must say that the White House, in their $9 trillion projection, are counting revenues that from legislation that Congress hasn't even passed yet. And if Congress does not pass a carbon tax, if it doesn't pass a new set of taxes on foreign corporations, if it doesn't do a lot of the things which are in their assumptions, then that $9 trillion probably jumps to $10 or $10.5 trillion over the next 10 years. That's really amazing. One more thing on this, Greg. I was talking to some people who were in their early 20s and trying to, you know, help them understand what this means, and it means so much for them because they have to pay back this across their entire working life. I said, just the money that Congress has borrowed since the first of this year, 2009, it's, if you were to divide that up among the population of people under 30 who are going to be working, each one of those people would basically have $55,000 worth of debt they'd have to pay back in today's dollars. That's like, across for every month of your entire working life, buying a brand new iPod, and at the end of that month, throwing that iPod away. It is a tragedy that we are laying so much debt on this young generation who will have so fewer opportunities than we've had because they're going to have to pay back all this money.
And Bill, when you factor all of that in, we're obviously, according to some economists, seeing the bottoming out of this recession, or at least entering into the bottom. How robust of a recovery can we expect when there's that much debt staring us in the face?
Well, we've run the numbers through a couple of models of the U.S. economy, which we maintain here at the Heritage Foundation. And we do get recovery. There's no doubt about it. It starts in the third quarter of this year, and it looks like it means that over the next 2 years we'll have better growth in the economy. But if you look at the line of growth, it's not a V. You know, there's the bottom, and then the economy just jumps right up. It's more like a square root sign. You know, the economy goes down, then it comes up a bit, and then it flattens out, and economic growth just doesn't go anywhere. Hopefully we won't get that, because that'll mean rising unemployment for the next 2 years. It means slow income growth. A lot of things will happen. I mean, not only will we not have Social Security COLA increases because we won't be able to afford them, but other things will have to be, you know, put off until a future date. So I expect recovery. If Congress doesn't do any really bad thing to hurt the economy in the next 2 or 3 months, then we'll get that recovery. The recession will be over. But it may be a long time before people actually feel it. They'll know a lot of people who are out there without jobs, and they'll say, what recovery? You know, it's a recovery, Greg, that only a statistician can love. I mean, the numbers look better, but people won't feel any different.
We're talking with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. And Bill, you mentioned the lack of a cost of living adjustment for Social Security, at least for the next year or two, maybe longer than that, depending on the financial situation. How much of a huge alarm is this for the entitlement system, given that these sorts of maneuvers are having to take place already?
Well, it's a wake-up call. I mean, those people who follow this are saying, "I told you so." It should tell everybody in the country that we have a real problem. We have a problem with Social Security and Medicare that needs to be fixed very, very soon before the baby boomers really begin to retire, and they've started now. The real problem is that we have been borrowing so much money that we can't borrow anymore. We need to have all of those dollars coming into Social Security to pay for other things. People don't know this, but when you pay your payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare, and we all do, the money goes into the Treasury and is actually spent on defense, on highways, on all the things that Congress spends that are outside of Social Security and Medicare. So what they're trying to do is keep as much of that money for the other purposes as possible. Clearly, we need reform, but we should understand that if we don't get reform in those two areas, Medicare and Social Security, we can look forward to a future when a lot of these temporary setbacks will occur. COLA adjustments won't occur. We'll be asking seniors to pay more for their coinsurance, for their hospitalization. Things like that will pretty much be promised unless we can reform our system.
Bill, just a couple minutes left here. Some say that the current Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, is responsible for making sure the economy didn't completely fall off the cliff. Mm-hmm. Others say he is one of the most prominent champions for spending $1.6 trillion in the span of two different pieces of legislation, the TARP funds late last year and the stimulus this year. The president clearly today expressing confidence in Bernanke, nominating him for another term. How excited should we be about that?
Well, I think we should be very cautious about it. There are some pluses, and let me go through those. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, has done a good job with giving the economy liquidity. Now, that means giving it money, lowering interest rates, increasing the supplies of money. But he's vastly expanded the reach, the power, the authority of the Federal Reserve System, way beyond its core mission of maintaining a stable price system that supports economic growth. That's hard enough to do. But now the chairman has got the Federal Reserve into supervising private businesses that are not even banks, in lending companies that are not even financial in nature, money, in asserting Federal Reserve control. And to think that in the second 4 years we'd get something completely different is, I think, just nonsense. Congress needs to decide, is this the direction we want to go? Is this the direction we want for the Federal Reserve? Because confirming him for a second term means you have confirmed these policies. I think they are policies which take the Federal Reserve's attention off its core mission. That's very dangerous. I think they are policies that give the Federal Reserve authority in areas that it's not trained to work in, that its managers are not competent to work in. I mean, you look at Ben Bernanke, fine guy, I know him well. But the biggest thing he's ever managed prior to being the Federal Reserve was the Department of Economics at Princeton. And now he's being asked to look at just enormous entities with tremendous powers. I really think it's a time for saying stability and continuity might count for something in a growing economy. Maybe that's why we did Alan Greenspan a couple of times. But we should be cautious with confirming this nomination.
Bill, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for helping us put it all into perspective.
You're welcome.
Bill Beach is the director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.